You are listening to WETF, the jazz station in South Bend, Indiana. Heard worldwide on Jazz Radio, WETF.org. My name is John Clark. Thank you for joining us. We are going to be here on the Jazz Focus. I should mention we're the Jazz Focus. And we are focusing today on some British trad, traditional jazz, recorded in England in the late 1950s, up to about 1960 or so. There was a booming scene of traditional jazz, jazz influenced by New Orleans music at the time. And quite a few bands actually went right up the pop charts doing this type of music. Kenny Ball was one that was quite popular, the Temperance Seven. Acker Bilk was a big hit at the time due to his recording, which was upcoming, of Stranger on the Shore. And we actually heard him playing clarinet on the first two sides. This was technically, I guess, his band. The focus of today's program is going to be on the trumpet player we heard, a fellow named Bob Wallace. Bob Wallace was born in 1934, and he was initially inspired by the great New Orleans trumpeter Red Allen. Although I don't think he sounds terribly much like Red Allen. His singing has a little more to do with Allen's singing, I think, than the playing, although his playing was a good straight-ahead New Orleans jazz lead. And he was playing in various trad bands in the mid to late 1950s, including Acker Bilk's first band. The first album that came out under his name was released on the 77 label, and it was probably Acker Bilk's band with Bob Wallace leading it. And we heard here Bob Wallace on trumpet, Mac Duncan on trombone, Acker Bilk on clarinet, Dick Hextall Smith on soprano sax, Hugh Rainey on banjo, Bill Reed on bass, and Ginger Baker on drums. Ginger Baker was later to go on to fame, if not fortune, playing drums for the rock band Cream. He was known as one of the great early British rock drummers. And Dick Hextall Smith became a more progressive jazz player and also did some rock fusion recordings himself, but here he sounded quite a bit like Sidney Bechet. The two tunes we heard were Red Wing, a tune that goes back to the ragtime era, and an original by someone, we're not sure who exactly, a blues called Tartan Socks, and that was a bit of a hit in its day. And those were recorded in 1957, while Bob Wallace was still a regular member of the Acker Bilk band. He left shortly after to join another band, which came over to his name and became known as Bob Wallace and the Storyville Jazzmen, sometimes known as the Storyville Ramblers, but the Storyville Jazzmen were his usual group name. We're going to go on and hear a selection of recordings that he did in the late 1950s. All of these are very much New Orleans influenced, very four-beat, very classic British trad in that sense. They were listening to the recordings done by Bunk Johnson and George Lewis in New Orleans in the 1940s and taking their cue from those sounds, although I think in some ways they sound more like the 1950s version of the DeParis Brothers band, although maybe that those two bands just drank from the same fountain, as it were. So we're going to go on now to another set of recordings by Bob Wallace and his Storyville Jazzmen. The next few tunes are going to be taken from an album on the Top Rank label. These were several of the jazz labels that were being put out in England in the late 1950s to capitalize on this trad boom. This is Bob Wallace, Storyville Jazzmen, and the title of the album is Everybody Loves Saturday Night, which we are going to hear, third tune in this set. This is an interesting band that has a very varied repertoire. The personnel: Bob Wallace on trumpet, Keith, also known as Avo Avison, on trombone. He and Wallace had been childhood friends, I guess. In this band, we have Doug Richford on clarinet, very good clarinet player, Hugh Rainey on banjo, Drag Kirby on bass, and Kenny Buckner on drums, with Pete Gresham doing some auxiliary percussion as well as piano. We're going to hear a couple of originals on this. The first one is La Rive Passée, which I believe was a Bob Wallace tune. Good performance of that, followed by the traditional tune, The Down Home Rag, which Kid Ory had recorded in the middle 1940s, and I believe that's the version that Wallace based his interpretation on. Then we're going to hear the title track from the album, Everybody Loves Saturday Night, which was a big hit for Sandy Brown, one of his hits of the day. It was taken apparently from a Nigerian folk song, and several bands recorded it. Here we get a very searing, driving vocal by the leader, Bob Wallace. Then another Kid Ory tune, the Savoy Blues, taken a little bit faster than most bands took it, but a good performance with some extended solos. And then a nice clarinet feature on Bluebird, Lozio Blue, a good feature for Doug Richford in that case. So those are our tunes from that album. Bob Wallace, Storyville Jazzmen. It came out in 1960, but these sessions were done, I believe, in 1959. Everybody Loves Saturday Night, done on Top Rank. And the sides we're going to hear again, Le Rêve Passé, Down Home Rag, Everybody Loves Saturday Night, Savoy Blues, and L'Osio Bleu.
Thank you.
A very interesting program by Bob Wallace and his Storyville Jazzmen. And Wallace, I should mention, since we're doing radio here, is W-A-L-L-I-S, rather than the more usual spelling, I suppose. We started out with a tune called La Rêve Passée, which was actually not an original. It was a march, in fact. It was composed by G. Cryer and was in the march repertoire, and it was another attempt by a jazz band to have a hit record with a march. Many of the British bands did. Kenny Ball had one with American Patrol, and there were others as well. So this was an attempt at that. A very nice tune, but not one that took off, unfortunately. And we finished up with Bluebird, Les Yeux Bleus, written by Gaston Labrée. I don't know where that song came from. I believe it was a pop song, but it was a nice feature for the clarinet player, Dougie Richford, in this case. And the band, I'll remind you, was Bob Wallace on trumpet, Doug Richford on clarinet, Avo Avison, Keith Avison, on trombone, Hugh Rainey on banjo, Drag Kirby on bass, Kenny Buckner on drums, and Pete Gresham doing some auxiliary percussion in there. So in between those two tunes, we heard the Down Home Rag, a good traditional arrangement. And this band was not over-arranged, I would say, but had some nice little organizational touches. Clearly, they were a band that worked together quite a bit. Then that funny Nigerian folk song, if it indeed was from Nigeria, Everybody Loves Saturday Night, featuring a vocal by the leader, Bob Wallace. And then Kid Ory's tune, the Savoy Blues, as I said, done a little bit faster and opened up for some more solos, so we get more of a sense of what the band sounded like on a job. So that was for, Top Rank, the album, or rather the record label, and that came out in 1960. But at the same time, another record came out on the 77 label, and this had the exact same personnel with one exception. The clarinet player was Dave Tomlin, and he was another reed player who left traditional jazz to go on to more avant-garde jazz and even rock and roll playing in the late 60s in England, but did some really fine clarinet work here. It's a pity he didn't play more in that style. I don't know whatever happened to him after that. This also was recorded in about 1959. I believe this one was recorded a little before the other one and has more of that New Orleans dance band sound, or dance hall sound, I should say. We're going to start out the next set with two tunes from that album. We're going to hear an extended blues cut, the Big House Blues, Duke Ellington tune, is not often covered. Some nice moments here on blues and also a minor strain. Then we're going to hear the original Tuxedo Rag, which had originally been recorded by Papa Celestin, Oscar Celestin and his Tuxedo Orchestra in New Orleans in the 1920s, here covered very nicely by Bob Wallace. And then we're going to go to another recording session. We're going to hear the tune Willie the Weeper. This was recorded for the Storyville label in 1958. And the personnel for Bob Wallace and his Storyville jazz men in this case were Bob Wallace on trumpet, John R.T. Davies on trombone, better known as a recording engineer. He played a lot of different instruments, here playing trombone. Les Wood on clarinet, Pete Gresham on piano, Hugh Rainey on banjo, Stu Whimsey on bass, and Ginger Baker back again on drums. And this was, again, one of the early versions of the Bob Wallace band after he left the employ of Acker Bilk. So following Willie the Weeper, we're going to go on to a 1961 session done for Pye, P-Y-E, the record company. This will feature the later band, Bob Wallace, with Avo Avison again on trombone. We're going to hear on this cut, Doug Richford again on clarinet, Pete Gresham on piano, Hugh Rainey on banjo, Drag Kirby on bass, and Kenny Buckner on drums. And the tune we're going to start with is Sur le Pont d'Avignon, which will have a nice little clarinet solo and some vocal effects as well. And then we're going to finish off that set with Panama, the Panama Rag, and that's from slightly later in 1961, and will feature Al Gay on clarinet, soprano, and tenor saxes instead of Doug Richford. He's the only change there. So that'll be our set coming up, the Big House Blues, the original Tuxedo Rag, Willie the Weeper, Sur le Pont d'Avignon, and Panama. Thank you.
le pont d'Avignon, l'on y passe, l'on y danse sur le pont d'Avignon, l'on y danse tout le long sur le pont d'Avignon, l'on y passe, l'on y danse sur le pont d'Avignon, l'on y danse tout le long.
Quite a varied program just within that set. Bob Wallace and his Storyville Jazzmen, interesting British trad group, and this came from 1959, a recording session that came out in 1960 on an album for the 77 label. That was one of the many British trad labels that were active at the time. And we heard the Big House Blues, the Ellington Tune, and the original Tuxedo Rag, which featured the clarinet of, as I said, that interesting player, Dave Tomlin, who later went on to do some rock and roll and things like that. We also heard Keith Avo Avison on trombone, Hugh Rainey on banjo, Drag Kirby on bass, and Kenny Buckner on drums. Also Pete Gresham, if there's piano in there, which I believe there is. So from there we went on to the Chicago tune of the 1920s, Willie the Weeper, recorded by Louis Armstrong in his Hot 7. And that's another interesting version, kind of a driving version in this case. And then we went to those two recordings recorded in 1960 for Pi, P-Y-E, one of the classic trad labels in British traditional jazz circles at the time. And we heard, from that point, we heard Sur la Pointe d'Avignon, good sort of old folk song, I think, with a nice vocal by the leader in that case, and then Panama. First tune, Sur la Pointe d'Avignon, featured Doug Richford on clarinet, along with Avo Avison on trombone, Bob Wallace on trumpet and vocal, Pete Gresham on piano, Hugh Rainey on banjo, Drag Kirby on bass, and Kenny Buckner on drums. And then Panama was recorded a couple of weeks later, and these were done in March of 1961, and Al Gay, who was a very well-known British swing and trad musician, came in on clarinet to replace Doug Richford for some reason. And Al Gay, we've heard him on several different podcasts in the past. So I hope you've enjoyed this program. Bob Wallace is not a name we think of too often these days, but he was a very good middle-of-the-road New Orleans-style trumpeter who had a very respectable band for 15 years or so in England in British trad circles. I stumbled on him when I was looking into some recordings by Acker Bilk, and I found that Wallace's first band kind of grew out of Acker Bilk's early bands as well. Wallace stayed in England up through the 1960s. I believe he moved to Switzerland after that, and periodically he would come out of hibernation to record a little bit and occasionally do a tour. He returned to England in the early 90s. He actually died in 1991 of cancer at a very young age of 56. We're going to hear two more tunes from that Pi session from March of 1961. Before we do, I'll tell you, we are The Jazz Focus. I am John Clark, and you are you, and we are here together on WETF, the jazz station in South Bend, Indiana, heard worldwide on jazzradiowetf.org. We're going to finish up with a spiritual, Lord Let Me in the Lifeboat, which is not a terribly well-known tune, except for the recording that was done by Sidney Bechet and Bunk Johnson in 1944 for Blue Note, and this is an interesting comparison with that recording. And then we're going to finish up with The Traveling Blues, which is a very thinly disguised version of Artie Matthews' Weary Blues, better known tune, and this was credited to Lovie Austin, the great piano player in Chicago in the 1920s. We've done a program on her in the past, and she called this Traveling Blues, and here it's going to feature a particularly fine clarinet by Doug Richford and piano by Pete Gresham. So thank you very much, and tune in again next week.